Michaela, thanks so much for your time this morning.
That's a pleasure, Tess. Nice to be chatting with you.
So could you tell us a little bit about how we got here to this year's Sydney Jewish Writers Festival?
Absolutely. So the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival is part of Shalom, which is a not-for-profit organisation run in the Jewish community. And the festival is an annual festival that celebrates the vibrancy and creativity of the Jewish community's authors and poets and musicians.
So could you tell us a little bit about the history of the festival?
For sure. The Sydney Jewish Writers Festival is held every year, and it's to celebrate really the vibrancy and creativity of the Jewish community's authors, poets and musicians. And the way that authors are invited to the festival, they don't themselves have to be Jewish, but something about their work or their life or their story needs to have some connection to Jewish culture or Jewish ideas. So this year's festival, every year's festival actually, is run by Shalom, which is a fantastic not-for-profit organisation that's supported by the Jewish community.
And you guys had a pre-festival event on Tuesday. It was called Storytellers. How did that go?
That was amazing, actually. It was a really different kind of kickoff event for us because we didn't just explore, you know, the festival event that's coming up on Sunday really is authors who've written books. But the Storytellers events was people who look at telling stories through not just words, but music and song and poetry. So we had musicians like Lior and Nadav Khan and Ohad Rain, who's also known as Old Man River, perform. And then we had fantastic professional storytellers like Donna Jacobs-Bice and people who've won the or who were finalists in the Australian National Poetry Slam. So it was just a really different way of thinking about storytellers in, you know, today.
So the official opening night, it happened last night. I'm imagining that was a lot of fun, kicked off with a bang.
That's right. It was great. So we were very lucky this year to be able to secure Masha Geffen, the fantastic Russian-American journalist and author and commentator. And she's a bit of an expert on Putin, but she also spoke a lot about Trump's America and, you know, Putin's Russia and her own cultural identity, her own story. But so that was a really great way to be able to kick off the whole festival at the Bondi Pavilion. It was great.
And the main festival is, of course, going to get started this Sunday. What are some of the main events you're looking forward to?
Absolutely, yeah. So Sunday we're at the Waverley Library in Sydney, and there's some really great local guests, but I suppose one of the people we're very excited to have coming this year is a woman called Efwa Hirsch. She has a mother who's from Ghana. Her father was a Jewish Holocaust survivor, and she is a former barrister, but also a commentator and an author. And she's written this extraordinary book called British about racism, the history of racism in Britain, which she traces both through her own story and also looks at racism more broadly. So she's speaking on Sunday morning. Another highlight really is probably someone like Robert Mann, who's in conversation with Caroline Baum. That'll be great. He's written a book called On Borrowed Time. The other one we're looking forward to is Helen Lewis, whose father was a British combat cameraman during World War II. As a child, she stumbled across images he'd taken of the liberation of Bergen-Belsen, and she's written a book about that experience, so that'll be amazing. And then we've got people like Heather Morris, who's actually written a work of fiction about the Holocaust called The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Then we've got someone like Roz Ben-Moshe, who's got a session called Where It All Begins, Laughing at Adversity. She is a global laughter ambassador, and she's the founder of a thing called the Laugh Life Wellbeing Program. So she herself was diagnosed with cancer, and part of the way she managed it was to find ways to deal with that adversity. So there's a really nice range of authors and speakers at the festival, as well as something really special is to sort of celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel. One of our colleagues who's now lives in Israel was lucky enough to get interviews with four really prominent Israeli writers about, you know, their own process and also just about kind of what's happening in Israel and life in Israel generally. And those documentary interviews are going to be screened also on Sunday as part of the festival.
Well, just before I do let you go, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. How can people get involved?
So they can book online at the through the Shalom Institute. You can book online at the link which I can send you to put up on your website. But also they can also just arrive at Waverley Library on the Sunday to buy both a day pass or individual tickets. So Waverley Library is in Bondi Junction, pretty near to Bondi Junction train station.
Brilliant. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for your time.
No worries, Tess. Thanks very much.